Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of November the 9th, 2019, the 11th of Heshvan, 5780. This week's message is entitled, Why Bless Israel? And I'm reading from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. A couple of weeks ago, I made the statement, there is only reality. Whatever God made is what is. Everything else is false. One reader took me to task with regard to humanly made things from cartoon characters to clothing. Obviously, my brief treatment of the subject wasn't sufficient. My point, however, was that we live within a created universe that is what it is because God created it that way. Another aspect of the real world in which we live is that God determined to restore his creation from the effects of our first parents' misguided journey toward evil. When he spoke judgment upon the tempter, he said in Bereshit, the book of Genesis, chapter 3 and verse 15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The initial stages of the outworking of his creation rescue plan is found in this week's Parsha. It all started with one man in what we now call the Middle East. Abram, whose name God later changed to Abraham, was married to a woman named Sarai, whose name God later changed to Sarah. God spoke to Abram in his homeland of Ur in modern-day Iraq, telling him to go to what would become the land of Israel. This land is key to not only Abraham's story, but to the story of creation itself, since its restoration would come into full focus there. God told Abram that he would make him a great nation. We don't know how old he was when he was first given this promise. By the time we pick up his story, he and Sarai are already getting on in years. He would almost be 100 and she 90 before they would realize the full intent of God's will for their lives in giving them a baby boy, Isaac. God's plan was to develop through them a special nation which would bring blessing to the whole world. The story of Scripture is the story of Israel. It was to this nation that God would reveal himself and his ways and eventually through them to the world. Some may find it difficult to accept that God chose one nation through which to bless all nations. We often want God to reflect our version of fairness by relating to all individuals at all time and places in the exact same way. Meaningful differences within the creation have existed from the beginning. God created a diverse universe. Even the original design of human beings included role differentiation. Note that Israel's particular greatness was not for themselves, but for the stated purpose of bringing blessing to the whole world. This is in keeping with the statement made by Israel's greatest offspring when he said in Matthew chapter 20, verse 26, "But whoever would be great among you must be your servant." The essence of true greatness within the real world is found in service. That Israel would struggle to fully realize its calling of its service to the nations takes nothing away from Israel's purposes for his chosen ones. Israel's struggle may have been the very reason for God's commitment to them as expressed by his promise quoted at the beginning, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. It's in the world's best interest that God would have Israel's back for his rescue plan, since the whole creation depends on them. Note that I didn't say depended because we haven't yet seen the culmination of God's purposes yet, the fullness of which is yet to come. Tragically, too many people are caught up more with media depictions of Israel than the reality as established by God. Too many Christians forget, ignore, or misinterpret Paul's teaching on God's unending faithfulness to Israel. That the Jewish people around the world, or those living in the state of Israel today, don't meet God's standards is nothing less than an expression of the humanity that we, I'm Jewish myself, share with the world. Our ongoing existence and being a blessing to the world is rightly understood as God's ongoing faithfulness to Abram. Those who honor Israel's Messiah would do well to honor his kinsmen through whom God's blessing has and will come. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.